I will say this directly. This is my personal manifesto. I am Boginia von Art, artist, performer,
LGBTIQ+,
activist, trans non-binary person, recognized refugee. I was born in Russia. After the 2013 law against so-called
LGBT
propaganda, my existence became a target. I was asked to change my voice, my appearance, my behavior, the very form of my life. They tried to correct me, erase me, make me acceptable. I refused. I was pushed out of the media, of public space, of the country. I survived sexual violence in childhood, attacks, harassment, and years of feeling that I was being hunted as a being with no right to live. In 2022, I left Russia to survive. Today in Russia,
LGBTIQ+
visibility is criminalized. Trans and non-binary people are deprived of safety, healthcare, a future. The so-called international
LGBT
movement has been declared extremist. Discrimination is encouraged by the state. My community hides, stays silent, disappears, dies. This is not an accident. This is Russia's policy. This policy wages war and at the same time speaks in the name of culture. It is represented on international platforms, including at the Venice Biennale. I do not accept this. They cannot speak. I speak. My performance is a protest. My body is an archive of violence and resistance. My voice is a refusal to disappear. Fille d'identité is a ritual against erasure. This body was meant to disappear, but it returns as voice, as presence, as protest. Now, listen.
Step 1. Silence. This ritual is not spoken aloud. It is passed from body to body, from pain into voice, from death into motion. It begins in darkness, in deafness, in a silence so dense. No scream can escape. I learn to speak with a closed mouth. I learn to feel and not let it kill me.
Step 2. Childhood. They didn't call me by name. They called me weird or shameful. Then just it. At 4 years old, they locked me in a dark closet. I didn't want to sleep. I wanted to play with dolls, with stories, with life. They hid me, corrected me. Taught me to disappear. Step 3. Assault. He came as a family friend with an excuse. He raped me
again and again. one, then another, with a knife, a bottle, a threat. If you don't come, I'll kill you. I no longer knew where I ended and the world began. I was a child. I became emptiness. Step 4. After, no one saved me. Maybe they knew, but didn't say. Maybe they spoke, but didn't act.
Hypnosis, therapy, surgeries. They erased my memory, but my body didn't forget. The body doesn't forget. Pain stays in the tendons, in the silence between bones. I learned to live with panic as background noise.
I smiled and felt nothing.
Step 5. Body. Mama, I'm dead inside. I looked perfect. Always. It was my armor. If I'm beautiful, maybe they won't touch me. If I'm perfect, maybe I'll survive. I trained myself to be safe. Invisible. Untouchable. Everything seemed fine until the questions came. How long have you worn dresses? Why do you look like that? Do you feel disgust when you see your body? I couldn't answer. All I had was a wound wrapped in ribbon. Step 6. Social death. On screen, I smiled. In the studio, I laughed. I had my own show. Then the producer said, "Your voice is too gay. We're cutting you out. You're a risk to the brand." Then came the doxing, my address, my phone number. They screamed in the street, "Di, we know where you live." I asked the network for protection. They refused. "We need the outrage," they said.
So I stopped going outside. Stopped feeling the ground. Stopped believing I existed.
Step 7. Flight. I ran.
Not because I knew where, because I knew not here. In the refugee camp, my only safe space was the toilet. There I could just breathe, just be. They didn't know what to do with a non-binary trans woman. I didn't fit their forms or their folders. Step 8. Collapse. I wanted to disappear quietly. I cut, I drank, I erased myself so I wouldn't bother anyone. But even then, something in me stayed alive, a pulse, a thread, a refusal to die.
Step 9. Art. I began to build from broken pieces, from the remnants of myself, from hair, from nails, from fishing line. I stitched a doll. It was me, small, wounded, defiant. I made an exhibition. I stepped onto a stage. I said to myself, I survived, I am here. I'm not a guru. I am a witness. My mission is to speak.
Step 10. The braid. I wove a braid from pain, from names, from voices that are no longer here. You hold it and walk with me. We walk the edge, the threshold, between worlds, between before and after. Listen, this isn't just a story. It isn't just sound. It's a life that wasn't supposed to happen, but still did. Step 11. Transformation. I rose from the bottom to take flight. I didn't become strong, I became whole. My trauma is not my ending, it is my ritual. My braid is my truth, my silence, my voice. Every day I must prove my right to live. Every morning I whisper a vow, too late to vow. Can you hear me? This is not pain. This is me, whole, returned, clear, alive.
Step 12. Closing. I am here. I am breathing. I exist. I am not a performance. I am a prayer. I am a threshold. Every word you heard, I pulled it from my silence. Every image you now carry came from my night. You may stay with me, or you may leave, or come back later, but remember this. I am alive. I am still here.
Step 13. The remembering. Now I speak the names, those who are gone. Not because it was their time, but because the states decided they shouldn't live. The one pushed under a train after being outed online. The girl found dead suicide, but the bruises told another story. The teen bullied in university for looking too feminine. The trans woman raped in pre-trial detention. The one denied access to hormones her body gave up. The one who wrote, I'm tired of proving I have the right to live. The one who vanished after the law passed. The one who left because there was no more tomorrow. I speak their stories. I braid their fates into the thread. I carry them in breath, in voice, in this ritual. We may not know all their names, but we know the truth. They were. They are. They walk with us.
Now be with them for a moment. Stand in their place. Feel the weight, the lives they carried.